to Killer Crawl Space. This is episode 11. Like I said, this was another episode that I was contacted about not too long ago. And it's another missing person case. I tried, like I stated in previous episode, to find more information on the guy, and I couldn't. So, like I said, this will be a very short episode, so bear with me. It was Barber County, West Virginia. But Michael was last seen in Philippi, I doubt I'm pronouncing that right, on August 10th, 2017. So I could kind of see why there's not a whole lot of information, because it is, you know, I would say almost 5 months ago, or a little over 5 months ago, since he was last seen. But he was 54 years old, black male, 5'9", and weighed about 155 pounds. He had on a long-sleeve t-shirt, possibly dark flannel shirt with a t-shirt underneath, dark jeans, and a baseball cap. They searched around his home to find nothing, and his family had a camp near Tiger Valley River, and nothing was found there as well. No foul play is suspected at this time. Like, I really do find it sad and depressing, you know, that there's lack of information on him. But, you know, it is what it is. But I actually think I forgot to say his name. But his name was Michael Johnson, by the way. But there's a few articles where they searched for him, and that was mostly, like I said, on the river, around the camp. This is kind of some rumors that I was told about. Don't know if they're true. Don't know if there's anything to it. I've never been in that town. I've probably drove through that county or something, going to a paranormal investigation or something, but that'd be about it. But some of the local rumors I've heard was a jealous man killed him after Michael had said something about his wife. So, I guess I could see that, maybe. I don't know, some men are weird, you know, that's kind of taken to a stream, you know. It is mean to say something about somebody's wife or husband or spouse, whatever. But to kill the guy, yeah, that's kind of pushing, I think. But you know how some people are now. And an interesting one, that he possibly was mistaken for the wrong person and was killed. And then his body was disposed of. From my understanding, this would have been drug-related, like possibly a drug dealer had him killed. Well, supposedly wanted to have another person killed, and then the person he hired to do the killing just basically killed the wrong person, which that could be the case for Michael. Like I said, I don't know this area, so, but I'm sure the area is like any other area around here anymore. You know, it's drug-infested badly. Suicide could be a very possibility. You know, don't know if it's true or not. Or, you know, if you've done it, but very possibility. Did he die of an overdose? Like I said, drugs could be a very possibility. He could, you know, die of an overdose. But you'd think if he would have died of an overdose or suicide, he would have done it at his house, camp, or somewhere to find, you know, somebody would have found him. So you might be able to rule those two out. But nobody, like I said, knows for certain what happened to Michael. But he could still be alive. You know, he might have just voided everybody. Which I know they find people alive here and there after years and stuff. But like I said, it's hard to tell if he, you know, is alive or not. But with it only being 5 months, maybe there's still a chance. Like I said, who knows really what happened to him. Hopefully he's alive and well, but if not, you know, like I said, to share this episode, try to get it out, and get some little coverage on it. And maybe, you know, somebody knows something, maybe somehow come forth and contact the police in that area. Who knows? But it is sad, you know, that he disappeared, so I guess we'll end on that note. Like I said, sorry for a short episode, just kind of wanted to make these, to get them out there for people to cover some local West Virginia missing person cases, so. But thank you for tuning in again, and I'm hoping. The other one, I'm not sure. On the other missing person, I haven't really started researching. I've skimmed over some things, so I'm hoping to jot down some notes here soon, and I'll have the next episode out sometime soon, hopefully. But thank you for tuning in, and I will see you next time.